With the annual Pride Festival well underway, Pride Cape Breton and the Cape Breton Regional Municipality held a flag raising at the Civic Center in Sydney last week. It's the 26th year Cape Breton has marked Pride, celebrating the 2S LGBTQIA plus community, their achievements, and the path yet to travel in their journey for recognition and equality. The flag raising in Sydney has always been a chance for community leaders to express their solidarity with the community, and this year was no different, with a number of speakers sharing remarks for the start of the Cape Breton Pride Festival. First to speak was Director of Education and Advocacy with the Pride Cape Breton Society, Winter Cullen, who delivered the Land People's Acknowledgement and Solidarity Statement before saying that they need to stand together with other vulnerable groups.
Pride was born out of resistance, and our liberation as 2S LGBTQIA plus people is bound up in the liberation of all people. We cannot celebrate our progress here while turning a blind eye to state oppression, violence, and major wars impacting communities globally, from Palestine to Ukraine and around the world. We see our global queer family facing real violence and targeting, from the recent attacks surrounding Berlin Pride's Christopher Street Day to the active rollback of trans rights in the United States, similar political rhetoric being stoked across many Canadian provinces. Anti-queer and especially anti-trans rhetoric has grown rapidly online and in public discourse, especially in our local pages and in our local communities. We call on our community and our allies especially to become more vocal in pushing back against hate. We cannot be silent. Silence equals permission to those who wish us harm. Supporting human rights means making conscious choices about where we direct our energy and resources, whether it's not choosing to support corporate actions like certain Harry Potter collaborations and intentionally putting our dollars into local businesses like Dr. Luke's, Selkie's, Broom Bubble, and so many more queer and trans supporting businesses and organizations and other local spots. We need to actively choose community over corporate indifference every single day, and again, be allies to one another. Silence right now is not the time. We've fought so far and got so far with our community rights, but we've seen proof in practice that can be temporary. And if we don't push to keep where we're at and push things forward, that can all go away in a second.
Next, CBRM Mayor Cecil Clark praised the inclusivity of the municipality's team.
You can't just ask for change, you have to be part of change, and things are changing for the better within our municipality. So today as we gather, we've got a beautiful volunteer-led barbecue, as well as cakes and a chance to come together and celebrate Pride here in our community. And all the team that are here, we want to thank our employees for being inclusive and recognizing that equity and diversity is a driving force of what we have to be and who we are as a municipality.
Interim Cape Breton Regional Police Chief Stephen McKinnon thanked the community for inviting them to participate.
Today is a day for us, right, the police service. It's about reflection. Just to be invited here today is something that shows me the long-standing relationship we've had with the community and all community over the last number of years. You know, every year we meet with the organizing committee, make sure that people feel safe in our community. I know when we look at the police service, safety is the number one thing that come to our mind. To be included in our Pride Parade that we have every year, we don't take that lightly. We take that as a reflection of our relationship. We take that as a reflection of how we're serving our total community. So us coming back again this year, we recognize that that's not only important for you to feel safe, but it's important for us in the reflection of being actually invited. So today is a day for celebration. We really hope you enjoy your week. We hope you feel safe in your community. And again, congratulations on everything that was put forward here today. And thank you again for including the Cape Breton Regional Police Service as part of today's events.
Cape Breton Regional Fire Service Chief Mark Benton spoke about how they hope to become more representative as time goes on.
Every day the Regional Fire Service works and does its best across this municipality to support all residents of our community. And I would like, you know, to endeavor in the future that we become also more representative of our community. I look at Pride from where it started a few years ago and how much it's grown and how much people come together for the celebration. And it's a great day when we're able to stand on City Plaza deck and celebrate what is Cape Breton's main Pride event.
Cape Breton Center Whitney Peer NDP MLA Kendra Coombs spoke about how her Pride is political.
My Pride is political because I understand that there is still so much more to do to bring the community so far. There is still so much violence that occurs with community members who are too less LGBTQIA identifying. And until the last member feels safe, we're not done. Until the last community member can get the care that they need, we're not done. So take this today as our recommitment to ensuring that the 2SLGBTQIA community has the health care they need, has the housing that they need, has the safety that they need, and has everything else in between that they need to thrive, not survive, in this community and across Nova Scotia and across Canada and hopefully the world.
Co-chair of Pride Cape Breton, Caitlin McNeil, thanked their board of directors, volunteers, members, and officials for the energy they put into the Cape Breton Pride Festival. She discussed what Pride means to her.
To me, Pride has always been about joy, but it's always also been about courage. This community is strong and resilient, and I'm proud to be a part of it. Every year I stand here at the front flag raising and I find myself talking about how far we've come. And yes, absolutely, that's true. Cape Breton Island has come a long way. We're more visible, we have more support, and there's more people showing up to celebrate than ever before. But if I'm being honest, this year those words feel a little harder to say. Because while we're raising the flag today, we're also watching a world where rights are being challenged, hateful comments are becoming louder, and many of the people in our community are wondering if the progress we fought for is starting to slip away. This year, I'd like to ask something of everyone standing here today. The next time you hear someone make a homophobic joke, speak up. The next time someone makes a transphobic comment, speak up. The next time someone says something hateful because they think everyone around them agrees, speak up. Because somewhere along the way, people have become far too comfortable saying these things out loud. It's mind-boggling. Every conversation that you have makes our community a little bit safer. Every time you choose courage over comfort, you remind someone, whether you know it or not, that they're not alone. Your allyship isn't measured by how loudly you celebrate when it's easy. It's measured by what you do when we're not in the room. Challenge the words, challenge the behavior, and let's make hate uncomfortable again. Thank you all so much for choosing to be here today. Thank you for showing up, because it does matter. Your presence here matters, and when this ceremony ends and the flag continues to fly, I hope you'll remember that Pride doesn't end when the speeches are over. Take the courage you find here today into your schools, your workplaces, your dinner table, your social media, and your everyday conversations. Because real change doesn't only happen at the flag raising or at the Pride parade. It happens when everyday people refuse to let hate go unchallenged. Happy Pride, Cape Breton.
Following the speeches, this year's Grand Marshals of the festival, Kat Hubbard and Mads Grace, owners of On the Same Page Bookstore in downtown Sydney, raised the flag to kick off the day's celebrations. Afterwards, everyone was treated to a barbecue from the Cape Breton Regional Fire Service and cake from the CBRM. For Coast City 9.7 News and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Jacob Postlewaite.